Sri Guru Paramananda, Premananda, Phalapada, Vrajananda, Vrajananda, Pradananda, Sevayam, Manityo Jaya. Being very careful and at great risk, we will speak, try to say something that from the class the other day, Shivaram Maharaj gave, then you pointed out that the devotee is the heart of Krishna, and Krishna is in the heart of the devotee. And so we know that only by the grace of the devotee do we know you. That knowing Krishna, that is not so wonderful. Just as Prabhupada mentioned in Vrindavan, that Krishna and Balaram, then Krishna doesn't look so attractive. But then when his internal potency expands, then he looks very attractive. So who we know as Krishna completely depends upon who is the devotee that is in front of Krishna. Krishna is the ocean of rasa, so unlimited rasa, ways of seeing him are there. Unlimited moods of Krishna are there. But if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to give the highest or the most special. So that being, seeing that mood as he is seen in Braja, as in the followers of his residents of Vrindavan. So with them standing before you, then his mood, Krishna's mood, is then very unique and special. Once Ghanashyam, he had a dream, and in that dream then he appeared in the association of the Vaishnavas and the Panchatattva. And so immediately he went over and offered his obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then, and he surrendered himself to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya said, I am not so, you know, special, but here, Nityananda Prabhu, he is my senior, he is my elder. And he went to Nityananda Prabhu and he said, yes, but Advaitacharya, now he is the eldest in the community. And Advaitacharya then pointed to Garadhar, Garadhar to Srivas, Srivas to Rupa, then to Raghunath, Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur. And this way it came down till finally it was pointed to his spiritual master. And then when he surrendered to his spiritual master, then he took him to his spiritual master, back to Narottam Das Thakur, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, through Rupa and Raghunath and the Goswamis, up to Panchatattva until he got to Lord Chaitanya, and then Lord Chaitanya accepted him. Narottam Das Thakur also says that when he comes before Radha and Krishna, then the question is asked, who has brought this wonderful devotee? And then someone from the crowd will say that the name of his spiritual master. And so through this, yeah, and then the Lord will accept him as the servant of his servant. So Krishna is saying that the devotee is in his heart. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that that he is the servant of the servant of the assistants of the gopis. So our only desire is then is to be known as your assistant, as your devotee. We are not worried. Others like to go here and there. We offer our respects. We are not worried for their desires or their endeavors. We know that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the residents of Vrindavan They are not sentimentalists. They look to see, is this person worthy to be shown the service or trained in the service of Radha and Krishna? So they will see their steadiness, their fixed, their focus, one-pointed determination. And if they see that they are going here and there and they are not fixed, they do not take them seriously. This is the Vishwanath's conclusion. So whatever may be the situation, whatever anyone may say, I simply pray that I may be known as one of your insignificant followers, and that in this way I may know that Krishna that you know. Any other Krishna we're not worried about. The Krishna in all his unlimited forms doesn't matter to us. Simply that Krishna that you know in your service to the Acharyas headed by Rupa and Sanatana and Raghunath, under the care of Lalita and the other Shakyas, serving Srimati Radharani. That Krishna only we want to know. And in this way, then, Krishna will know us. So if you are pleased, then you please accept us in this way and allow us to serve you in this capacity. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.